Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're doing at present is called the Bible Principle of the Tongue and its Power. And we're doing topic number two, God Designed Words to be Creative. And this is part two from a 12-part series. Words have played a vital role in life since the beginning of time. We see in the Bible where God used words when he created the heavens and the earth. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. God spoke the worlds into existence. The evidence is the first chapter of Genesis, and we see where God says, God spoke the worlds into existence in Genesis chapter 1, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, verse 3. And God said 10 times in the first chapter of Genesis. The Holy Spirit had it written that way to stress to us how vital a part of words played in creation. Each time God spoke, he released his faith, the creative power to bring his words to pass. He created all things by the power of his word and is still upholding everything by the power of his word. Going a little further here, we see in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 27, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, or the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and everything that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created them. It's important to understand that God created everything, the heavens and the earth, through faith-filled words. Then God made man in his image. So man has been created from faith-filled words of God, words of power, of dominion and life. All of the power that it took to have dominion over the earth was part of the man from the very beginning. Because Adam was created by God in his image, Adam was created in the God class. That means he could choose his words and speak words of faith and create. Please do not misunderstand me. I am not saying that Adam was God. I'm saying that Adam came from God and had the likeness of God in his image where he could create with words. As you and I come from parents, we aren't our parents, but we are from our parents. So Adam and Eve, particularly Adam, came from God, but was not God. I hope that's very clear to understand. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, we read, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God made a covenant or an agreement or a contract with man. Man was created with power through words. Then God gave man authority to use that power by guaranteeing him dominion over the earth. Man had total authority to rule, and he was to rule by speaking words, words of faith, which would carry power and the anointing. One last thing I would like to say here too that's important, I believe. Words create a frame. When I say dog, you don't see the word D-O-G go across your brain. You see a picture of a dog. And if I say black curly dog, the picture changes. If I say mean black curly dog, the picture changes again. The words that God speaks have got authority and power in them. And what happens is that when we take the word from the Bible and put it into our spirit, that starts to create a picture on the inside of us of our healing, of our deliverance, of our prosperity. So the idea is that when words are spoken, they create a framework, they create a plan, and that plan is fulfilled. That framework is fulfilled through faith as we stand and believe and confess the word of God into that framework. When we take God's word and we produce that framework or that plan, that's called Bible hope. We use the promises of God to shape and form a picture on the inside of our spirit man of our deliverance, of our healing, or our prosperity according to God's word, and that's Bible hope. Thank you for being with me today. It's been very interesting, I think. Please continue. We'll be going to topic number three coming up. God's original system and power was perverted. Thank you and God bless.